So begins the prayer Jesus taught his disciples. The focus of all his teaching, the underlying lesson of all his miracles, is the coming kingdom. In one of his parables, Jesus likens the kingdom to a seed being planted, germinating, putting forth blade, then leaf, then fruit being harvested. In another, he likens the kingdom to the smallest of seeds, resulting in a great tree under the shade of whose branches the birds of the air can nest. In yet another, he considers how the seed planted in various types of soil responds with different types of growth, some to glory, some to shame. These parables teach us of the process of the growth of the kingdom in the world, in ourselves. Think for a moment how the idea of the kingdom is revealed to us in Scripture. The idea was fully developed in the mind of the Father from the beginning, but he revealed it to his people over the course of thousands of years. In the garden, it begins with the promise of one who would conquer sin. To Abraham, it involves a promised son, a future nation, a land, and the promise of eternal life. In Melchizedek is prophesied the need for an immortal, righteous priest. To David, it speaks of a righteous, immortal king. In the prophets is revealed the importance of Jerusalem and the promise of peace and security for Israel and the world. Finally, in that last great prophecy, we are revealed the destruction of political and religious systems which will oppose the Lion of the tribe of Judah. The idea which begins in a garden with a fallen man and his wife ends thousands of years later with a vision of a new heaven and a new earth, the new Jerusalem, and a throne from which flows a river of the water of life. Thy kingdom come. Isaiah 55, verse 10 and 11. For as the rain and the snow come down from the heaven, and do not return there without watering the earth, and making it bear and sprout, and furnishing seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be, which goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, without accomplishing what I desire, and without succeeding in the matter for which I sent it. We see in his word, and we see in our world, that God is working out his purpose.